Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
What's up? What's going on? Welcome back to another episode of DX Daily, your favorite podcast, the podcast that is brought to you by Hip Hop DX. And it's the one where we keep you up to date on everything that goes down in hip hop music culture. I am one of your lovely hosts who is ready for this weekend, Asia Sky.
And I'm your other host, also ready for this weekend, A-Dub.
It's Friday, and Drake, Beyonce, and J. Cole, you know, all of our faves, are nominated for the NAACP Image Awards this year, plus a couple of other well-deserving people. We also have Cardi B. She's doing some good deeds out here. She's covering the funeral costs for victims of the deadly Bronx fire that happened recently. So a couple of big things to kick off the weekend, but first, please follow the podcast for us. You know, we appreciate your support. We appreciate you listening. So just go ahead and hit that follow button and make it official. Thank you. Now let's go ahead and jump into it. Okay, so let's talk 2022 NAACP Image Awards. The nominations have just come out, and we got Drake up in there, of course. We got J. Cole in there, Beyonce, Lil Nas X, Chris Brown, the hot girl, Megan Thee Stallion. Like, the list is pretty solid. I'm not going to lie. It's not like the Grammys where I'm feeling like, you know, they got a lot of it wrong, or these other award shows where I feel like, well, dang, why wasn't this person nominated? Like, I feel like these nominations might be a little solid this year. I do.
Yeah. Overlooking the list, it looks like the NAACP didn't miss a beat of all the stars and hit makers that were moving in 2021, early 2022. And this year, they announced all the nominees through a special virtual event that was hosted by Kyla Pratt, Marcus Stribner, and Tinashe on the official Instagram account. And we got a lot to get into, but the most nominated artist out of all of these is going to her. She has the most nods with 6 this year.
Deserved, deserved, deserved. Even though y'all tried to sleep on that Back of My Mind album, that is a great album, one of the best R&B albums of 2021. I still stand by that. I don't care what y'all tried to say. Because people, you know, people, they did say, oh, she might have under-delivered a little bit, or they were expecting more. They were expecting it to be like her first project. And it's just like, no, this is the new, this is 2020. Well, that was 2021 her. Now she's stepping into 2022 her. Like, it's not going to be the same as the original, as the first one. So I still stand by hers Back of My Mind album regardless. And I stand by any nomination that her got. Like, I feel like you can't say she didn't deserve to be in that category.
Right, of course. Like, her has really, like, come into herself as an artist. Like, she's not the artist she was when we didn't know who she was. Like, she was hiding behind her face. We didn't know who her was, but now we know who she is. She's making every song she's like a collab with is a hit. She does what needs to be done. She understands the assignment. She's like opening up for Coldplay this year on tour. Like, she's
our
big,
versatile
right?
Queen. Come on, who you know can open up for Coldplay, do an Elton John song cover, and then go hop on a song with Lil Durk? Like, who's doing that? Nobody right now. Come on. Yeah, so her well-deserved with the nominations. Also in some of those same R&B categories, Jasmine Sullivan, well-deserved, undisputed. There's not even people counteracting that or saying that that's not deserved or that, oh, the album wasn't all that. Like, it's a unanimous decision, which is really rare. Like, it's very seldom that people all agree, like, oh, yeah, that album was that album. But Jasmine Sullivan, Hotels, I feel like it's pretty unanimous across the board. Like, people are like, oh, yeah, nope, Jasmine's album was it. It was one of the best R&B albums of 2021. So Not surprised at that at all either.
Yeah, not surprised. Not mad at that either. Glad Jasmine Sullivan is getting her flowers and her recognition, especially at the NAACP Awards. And with some more nominations, Lil Nas X's Montero got him 3 nominations. And because of that album, it also got him Entertainer of the Year category.
Wow. Okay. That's a big title. I felt like he started off the year like crazy, super, super crazy. But towards the end of 2021, I don't know, it might have died down a little bit. He had a great year though, don't get me wrong. But I don't know if he was Entertainer of the Year. Who else was in that category?
Who else is in the category for Entertainer of the Year? You had Jennifer Hudson, Megan Thee Stallion, Regina King, and Tiffany Haddish, as well as Lil Nas X.
Oh, okay. So it's not just the artist. It's all around entertainer. I don't know. Y'all might got to give that to Regina. The Harder They Fall, that was a movie. That was one of the best movies of 2021. She did her thing in that. I don't know. Between Regina and Megan, I think for me, like, yeah, I think it's Regina or Megan out of that one. I see, but I feel like Lil Nas X deserves to be in that company. I just don't know if he was the entertainer of the year. Like, as far as art that everybody could get into, like, I feel like it might have been The Harder They Fall. Yeah, for me. Regina. I think I'm going Regina.
Yeah, I'll go with Regina too. Like, compared to everybody else in that category, it's like, what else did they do? Like, if they want to put Lil Nas X in there, it was like maybe the most talked about, controversial. But
as far as straight entertaining, like, I don't know. Well, speaking of TV and film and all of that, The Harder They Fall did lead the pack with 12 nominations. But also my show, man, Insecure, they got 12 nominations as well. Well deserved. Mm-hmm. Such an amazing way to end an epic, epic era of Insecure. Like, the way they wrapped that show up was just golden. Like, it was perfect. You were satisfied, but it wasn't like, oh, we're going to just give everybody every single thing that they want and expect. And the fans, we're going to let Issa and Lawrence get married for the fans right then and show their wedding and show the happily ever after. Like, they did a good job of giving us some happily ever after, some we're still working on things, like, this is how it all pans out. Like, I don't know, man. It just was tied together so perfectly. I don't even know how to describe it. It just wasn't corny at all. Like, a lot of shows end in a super, super corny way, but Insecure just, they hit the mark on everything this season. Been just a cultural staple for the past all five seasons. So well-deserved, man. 12 nominations. They should be nominated in every category. They should be nominated in music categories because that soundtrack, fire. Like, they should just be nominated for everything.
Yeah, I'm curious to see which ones Insecure really wins and takes home, because 12 nominations, like, that's really got to, I think that probably almost covers everything movie and TV-wise for the NAACP. So I'm anxious to see, like, if Issa Rae gets her own one, any of the supporting actors get their own type of awards this year because of being Insecure.
Yeah. Issa Rae and Jay Ellis, who plays Lawrence, they definitely both need their own, like, lead and supporting for sure. And seeing as how the Emmys just did and does Insecure dirty every single year by not giving them their things, I know the NAACP award is going to give them their things. So I'm just going to be excited to see that. I hope they show up or actually do a video or whatever virtual thing of accepting their awards, because I do want to hear a speech. And this is actually one of the speeches I would like to hear in person, but, you know, it's going to be virtual. So hopefully we do get some words from Issa and just about the legacy that Insecure has left.
I hope we get Mira Issa too. Like, Issa's alter version, if she accepts an award, that'd be kind of dope. But
yeah, no, that would be fire, actually. They should do that. Okay, now even more people. See, oh, they just, the NAACP Awards, I rocks with y'all, because my other show, Power, you know, they got mad nominations too. So 50 Cent was posting on Instagram congratulating Method Man and Mary J. Blige. Of course, Mary stars in the show as Monet, and Method Man is a supporting character, Davis McLean. He plays a lawyer up there. So both of them were nominated. Also well-deserved. Got to give them their applause. Power has been the highlight of my weeks. Can't even lie. Like, as far as television watching goes, definitely watching Power is the highlight of my week, for sure. So entertaining, so just riveting. Like, never a dry moment in Power. Never nothing. Never filler time. I don't feel like there's any filler content. Like, it's just action, 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 action. Drama, 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 drama. Salaciousness, scandal, drugs, money, sex, all of it. Like, Power is it, man. So give Mary her award and give Method Man his award.
Yeah, I think they're definitely going to take home some wins with Power, because Power, everybody watches Power. Like, it's a good show. It's a great show. Great actors, great story. So they definitely taking home something this year.
For sure. But they did leave out Tariq, man. Tariq is the star of the show. He's been doing an amazing job. We all hated him on the original Power. Now we like him on this new Power, Power Ghost, the spinoff. So I think they could have slid Tariq, what's his real name? Michael Rainey. They could have slid him a nomination too. But I'm happy with Mary J. Blige and Method Man, because they're killing it on the show. For sure. All right, now let's talk about some good deeds that came, well, a good deed that came from tragedy, unfortunately. Cardi B is out here covering the funeral costs for the victims of that fire that happened in the Bronx a little while ago, and it claimed the lives of 19 different people. So just really, really a heartbreaking situation. But now Cardi B is stepping in and trying to do what she can to help out.
Yeah, she made a statement and said, "I cannot begin to imagine the pain and anguish that the families of the victims are experiencing, but I hope that not having to worry about the costs associated with burying their loved ones will help as they move forward and heal." She also says, "I send my prayers and condolences to everyone affected by this horrific tragedy."
Good statement. Good statement. Definitely sounds like PR person wrote that. And good, just get it out clean. You don't need anybody saying anything, trying to come at Cardi and all of that. So I'm glad she just put out that PR statement, let people know, like, okay, this is how we're gonna help, and hopefully that gets other people to want to help out too, like however they can, because obviously these people lost their place of residence, the ones who did survive. So hopefully they can get some financial help as well. So if Cardi paying for these funeral costs influences another celebrity or another person with a lot of money to help the families that were affected by this, then great, because they definitely need it at this time, for sure.
Yeah, and it looks like it's going to be a lot of help coming to these families, because Cardi B is teaming up with the Mayor's Fund, as well as Fat Joe has helped donate to the Mayor's Fund as well. And he even has donations from Jay-Z and DJ Khaled. So, you know, it's these people with money, and, you know, some of them are from the Bronx and from New York City and New York. So for them to donate and help out, I think probably everything's gonna be taken care of. So it's good for the families and everybody involved that don't have to come out of pocket due to what happened. So
yeah, that's great that they're getting that help too, because you also have 44 different people injured from the fire in the high rise. And then the age range of the people that were affected, like, you have people as young as 2 years old all the way up to 50 years old that were affected by this. So that's a whole span of life, like, of people that were impacted by this and displaced by this fire. So thankfully they will be getting the help that they need, and thanks to all of these different people that are stepping in. And it's sad, because it's sad that rappers have to reach out and help these people out when the city should be doing most of it, honestly, because it's a building in the city that burned down. So I feel like it's only right that the city helps. But shout out to all of the people. Shout out to all the people that just found it in their heart to help out either way.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
Yeah, and I think we're going to end it there today, man. Prayers up to everybody in the Bronx affected by that fire. That is going to conclude today's episode of DX Daily. As always, subscribe to this podcast on all platforms, wherever you're listening to us at right now. Also, be sure to subscribe to our YouTube channel, which is Hip Hop DX.
And be sure to follow us on all of our socials. That's our Instagram, our Twitter, and our TikTok at Hip Hop DX.
Yep, you can also follow us too. I am at Asia Sky on all platforms.
And I'm at A-Dub on everything too.
All right, have a good weekend. We will see you on Monday with more daily news.
See ya.